are all individual. And you are not an individual.
Now, how you conceive of Maharaji, that was just like we are here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. How is that Maharaji? Just studying philosophy, we are here, 8 persons. How we can merge into one? Have you got any idea how we can merge these 8 persons, how we can merge into one?
To realize ourselves.
Well, suppose you have realized, now how to merge?
In realization.
There are 5 fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. How they can merge into one?
By realizing this?
No, these are 5 fingers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Now this, in there are different 5 fingers. How they can merge into one? What is the process?
The name of the process.
Huh?
The name of the process.
What is that?
The name of the process?
No, name and not name. How these 5 fingers can become merged into one? Tell me. Just like here is saying, all the 5 fingers captured, it becomes one. Although there are 5, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, they are one.
It becomes one.
Yes. If the interest is one, to capture this, then it is one. That means you cannot lose your individuality. But if your interest is one, then you merge. Do you understand? Just like you are all Australian. Why you are all Australian? Oh, you are all individual. How you become all Australian, merge into the Australian conception? Because as Australian you have one interest. So individuality cannot be killed. That is not possible. You are all individual. But when you make your interest one, then you merge into it. Each one of us is an individual person. What is your idea? You are three? You are 3 persons. What is your philosophy idea? Vegetarian?
Meditation and action.
Huh?
Meditation and action.
Anyway, whatever you do all together. That is mind. But you are all individual. Your personality is different from his personality is different from him, he is from you. But because you have got one interest, therefore you are. Just like we. We are so many individuals, but our interest is Krishna, therefore we are one. Try to understand what is merging into one. You are all individual, nobody can be. It is not something material. We are all spirit soul, so we are all individual. But if our interest becomes one, then we merge into. This is oneness. Try to understand this oneness. Oneness does not mean void, no. Oneness means When our interest becomes one, that is what. Real oneness means to be interested in Krishna. That is oneness. Other oneness will not stand. Just like you are now in one, as soon as your interest little becomes different, you become separate. So that is, there is quite possibility, because you are all individual, there is quite possibility of disagreeing with another individual person. There is quite possibility. So oneness does not mean that you lose your individuality. Oneness means you keep your individuality, but you take the same interest. It is not possible that you lose your individual. That is not possible. You are individual eternally. Do you understand that? You have got anything to say about this oneness? Do you differ? Just like the sunlight. The sunlight, physically, they are very small, shining molecular
particles.
Yes. Very small. Atoms. They are combined together. It looks that it is one. But they are mixture of molecular parts, very small. They are all science. This is scientific. But it looks one. Even water, that also small molecular parts. Everything, this matter, a small molecular atom. So everything is combination of several molecular atomic parts. That's all. You are also atomic spirit. So all the atomic spirit, when they are together, that is called Brahma. So this cannot be found, this nonsense. Bombing.
Yeah.
That is very much disturbing.
Who is Krishna?
Now answer. Please.
Krishna is the supreme individual, supreme person, and we all take our individuality from him. Just like the gold ring that you're wearing, perhaps, takes its individual existence from the mind of gold. It's a very small particle of the mind, and you can't say that it is not the same as the mind. It is the same as the mind, because it is gold, but it is very tiny, molecular, atomic, whereas the mind of gold is, for practical purposes, unlimited.
God.
And the whole. So Krishna, he is the source of our individual nature also. We exist as part and parcel of Krishna. Because he has personality, we have personality. Just like because the piece of gold, the ring, has a certain color and weight and characteristics of gold metal, we find the same qualities in the mind. So we have the same qualities that Krishna had, because we are parts and parcels of him.
And is it necessary to see Krishna in the form that is depicted in the picture? Or can one see Krishna in other forms?
Yes, one can see Krishna on three different levels of realization. The one level is this impersonal Brahma-Jyoti merging level. That is called the elementary step, the first step toward God realization. And then the second step is when one realizes that God is isolated or localized within his heart. And this is the stage that great yogi and mystics attain. And they're able to control their travel and attain other certain mystic powers. And then the highest step of self-realization is when one realizes God is the Supreme Person and meets him face to face and spends his eternal life in association with God. In a personal relationship. There are five different kinds of personal relationships one can have with God. As his friend, as his father, or his parent, or his servant, like that, or as his lover. So if one comes to this stage of realization, that I am part and parcel of God, that God is a person, therefore I am a person, and I remain person eternally, then he gets fixed up in his final, original constitutional position, relationship, and there's no more higher place to go. So in this relationship, he understands that because God is very great and I am very small, then my position is to serve God. So I engage in a personal serving relationship, a personal serving mode. So I'm always satisfied because I'm always relating with God. Everything I do, serving Him with everything I have. And this is where the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna, because he engages us in serving Krishna. Just like there may be some big man and you want to enter into his service and meet this big man, but you have no qualification. But if this big man has a friend who is also your friend, his friend can introduce you and engage you somehow in this big man's service. This is the duty of the spiritual master when he accepts a disciple, to make sure and guarantee that disciple will meet God face to face if he follows his orders.
Now, answer question, try to understand what he has explained. Have you understood? So, Krishna is also individual, you are also individual, but he is the head. Just like in our group, we are all individual, but I am the head. Similarly, there are innumerable individual souls all over the universe. The head individual soul is Krishna.
Can Krishna be called by any other name?
Huh?
Can Krishna be called by any other name?
Yes. Krishna means, Krishna's name is given according to his office. Just like a person at home, his father, and in the court, he is my lord. The same man. Same man, high court judge. His wife is calling him by name, John. His son is calling the same man, father. His brother is calling the same man, brother. The same man, when he goes to the court, he is called my lord. So these names are in connection with his service. Similarly, Krishna is the Supreme Lord. So he can have many millions of names because he is unlimited. He has got unlimited business also. So he can be called in according to the name, according to that business. But this name, Krishna, is the best. Because Krishna means all attractive. All attractive. Just like the same man, he is attracting his son, he is attracting his wife, he is attracting his servant, he is attracting in the court his client. So many ways he is attracting. Therefore, somebody is calling him father, somebody husband, somebody this, somebody this. See, if there is one name, that is Krishna. All attracts. He attracts all. This is the meaning of Krishna. And if God is not all attractive, then how he can be God?
What is the meaning of Rama?
Rama is enjoy. Ramante yogina anante. Yogis, they want eternal enjoyment. Here, in this material world, you can enjoy something for some few minutes or few hours. But if you want eternal enjoyment, Raman, then Rama, that is Rama. Tattva pratishtha sutu vibhinna. Neither by reading so many books, because each book is written in a different way. Tattva pratishtha sutu vibhinna. Naso munidyasya matam na bhinnam. If you consult philosophers, then everyone will give you a different opinion.
Don't you feel basic? They could be saying the same thing, even though they're saying different things.
Maybe same thing, but you'll be puzzled by the different opinion. Therefore, you have to take the path of great personality. So we are following Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya chanted this Hare Krishna mantra. So we are following and we are getting results. We don't manufacture our own mind because we are imperfect. We cannot manufacture. That will not be beneficial.
Why is this Mahamantra attracted to Western countries and not particularly?
Because it is the thing we require, therefore it is recommended in the Shastra. Because it is recommended, that what is recommended in the Shastra, spoken in the Shastra, is perfect. There is no mistake, therefore it is being accepted. Anywhere we are going, beginning from old man to child, everyone chants Hare Krishna. Therefore it is recommended. Our intelligence should be applied that what is recommended in the Vedas, that is perfect. There is so many instances, just like cow dung, you know cow dung? Stool of a cow. So, according to Vedic principle, if you touch stool of an animal, you become impure. Even my stool, I pass in the WC and immediately I wash and become purified. Or this is my stool, personal, and what to speak of other stool. So stool is impure. But the Veda says that the stool of cow is pure. So, if you argue that cow is an animal, so animal stool is impure, how the cow stool can become pure? That is puzzling. But because it is said by the order by the Vedas, it is fact. You analyze cow stool, you find all antiseptics. So therefore we accept the Vedic injunction as truth. We haven't got to make research. We save time. So, according to Vedic civilization, whatever is stated in the Vedas, we take it fact, that's all. Suti, Suti Pramana. Suti means Veda. Pramana means evidence. According to Indian system, there are two persons talking, arguing, but the person who can give Vedic evidence, he victory. That's all. That is the system. They're trying law court. Two lawyers are fighting. But the lawyer who is giving evidences from the law book, he is accepted by the judge. And therefore, generally we find, whenever we speak something, we give evidence from the Shastra, in Sanskrit, in all our books. That is the way of proving that whatever I am speaking is fact. Bhagavad, it is already stated, Lavanyam Kesha Dharanam. Kesha means hair, to keep long, long hair will be the practice of people, because they will think by keeping long hair they look very beautiful. That is stated in the Bhagavad. 5,000 years, this prediction is there. When this Kali Yuga, people will keep long hair. And because that will be appreciated, that a man keeping long hair is very beautiful. Now that is happening, you see. 5,000 years ago that was written, and that is happening. There are so many things. That is called Shastra. It is truth for all the days, past, present, future. Dampatya ratimi vahi, these things are stated. Husband and wife will keep together so long their sex power is strong. Otherwise they will divorce. This is it. Sikaram eva hi udvahi. Marriage will be performed simply by agreement. According to Vedic system, marriage is a long program. The father of the girl and the boy first of all select, then their horoscope should be consulted, how they will mix together, then the family, their personal qualification, so many things. Then dowry, after all this consideration, when everything is satisfactory, then the father and mother of both sides will agree and they will marry. That is marriage. Now at the present moment in Kali Yuga, it is said, Sikaram eva hi udvahe, boys and girls will loiter in the street and two of them, as they agree, yes, we live together. This is said. And that is happening. So this is called Shastra. 5,000 years ago, what was predicted, that is now happening. Therefore, we give so much stress on the Shastra. It is perfect, there is no mistake. If you write one book, I write one book, because we are imperfect, it is all imperfect.
What about Buddha? Would you figure it out?
Buddha, Lord Buddha.
Yes, our Lord Buddha is also mentioned. And we have that Lord Buddha will appear in Gaya Pradesh, in the province of Gaya. And his business will be to teach the atheist. That is described. The how is cheating? He is the incarnation of God. But he is preaching among people who don't believe in God. So he is teaching in this way, that yes, there is no God. You hear me, but he is God. The people among whom he is preaching, they don't believe in God. But they accept Lord Buddha, but he is God. So by teaching, he is making others worship God. God is there. But superficially they think we don't believe in God. We believe in Lord Buddha. And Lord Buddha is God. Therefore in the Bhagavad it is saying that his business will be chief the atheist class of man. Surat Visham. San Mahita Surat Visham. San Mahita means bewildered. But his philosophy is that to make the people sinless, ahimsa, don't kill, that is the greatest thing. So he is propagating that let these people be saved from the greatest sinful activity. Lord Buddha appeared, he also appeared in India. Why? He was also Hindu, your Kshatri, king. He promulgated this philosophy, ahimsa, when there was unnecessary killing of animals. According to Vedas, animal can be killed in sacrifice. That also to give a new life. But people misinterpreted and they began to kill animals like anything with evidence. In the Vedas, animal killing is sanctioned. The Lord Buddha appeared just being compassionate to the poor animals. Sadaya ridaya darishita pasu khatam. Sadaya, he became very compassionate that all these poor animals are being killed unnecessarily. So he promulgated a new type of religion, ahimsa parama dharma. Don't commit violence. If I pinch your body, you feel pain. This is not sincere. That is it. Because others they will argue, oh, in the Veda, as I told you, the Veda is the evidence that here is animal killing is order. How we are stopping it. Therefore he said, I don't care for your Veda. And because he did not care for the Vedas, therefore in India, later on, nobody accepted Buddha philosophy. Therefore Buddha philosophy has gone outside India. China, Burma, Japan. Because here in India, they are very strong in the standing of Vedas. Shankaracharya established. But this Buddha philosophy is non-Vedic. It cannot be accepted. That was Shankaracharya's propaganda. So, by the propaganda of Shankaracharya, the Buddhism was driven out. There are so many things that one has to study. So Lord Buddha, we accept him as the incarnation of God. And his name is mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam. And his business is also mentioned. His business is to cheat the atheist class of man. That cheating is not cheating, it's for good. That sky, the father sometimes sees a small child. Okay. That means father is cheated. Maybe he has got some business to do that, that's all. So when I say Lord Buddha cheated, then we don't mean it. The Lord Buddha was a cheater, like ordinary. No. He had to accept some means to lead them to Godhead. He is God. So all the Buddhists I have seen in my Japan, their temple is as good as Hindu temple. They have got Lord Buddha's statue, they offer lamb, and they sit down, they read Buddha philosophy. It is exactly Hindu temple.
And what is predicted for this age?
Huh?
What is predicted for this age?
This side is the Hare Krishna mantra. Not only this side, all over the world. That is prediction of Lord Chaitanya. In every village, every town of the world, this Hare Krishna mantra will be chanted. That is it.
What events are to occur in this age?
Hmm?
What events will occur in this age according to the prediction?
They are accepting. Wherever we go, they accept. If one is serious about understanding God, they will accept. If he's not serious, superficial, that is different.
So this will become the next age? Or this is to take place in this age? Or this is the transition between two ages?
This is the process. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they have been all realized. Just like these boys. 4 years ago, they did not know what is meant by Krishna. And now, they are so perfect. Of course, you cannot be perfect anyway, but they are far, far better than any Krishna bhakta in the world. Even Indians, they say, oh, they are better than us. And what is the process? Simply, they are chanting Hare Krishna. This is practical. By chanting Hare Krishna mantra, they are becoming God-realized. Even last night we had a meeting with the Christian fathers. They very much appreciate it. And in Boston, one Christian priest issued literature that these boys, they are our boys. They are so mad after God, but we could not do it. So this is why they have become so. Simply by chanting Hare Krishna. So anyone chants, we get this status. This is practical. Not only anywhere, we have got many Chinese, many Japanese, Africans, and Canadians, and Europeans, and Australia also. We have got many Australian boys. So, whenever we are chanting, it is being effective. The real purpose is to realize God. So that is being done. So we have to accept the method recommended for a particular age and time. Then it becomes successful. Let you be part. No.
This boy, these two boys back there, they're coming all the time and chanting. These two boys.
Yes, I have seen these boys. You are from China?
No, Malaysia.
Malaysia? Oh. Malaysia, they're originally from China.
Lila Krishna, isn't
it? Lalit Krishna. Lalit Krishna, yeah.
He went to Malaysia, he's going to university here, and then he went back home. Looking all over for the devotees, Kuala Lumpur, Singapore, couldn't find them. We were looking all over for them. Then he came back here for study.
They do not issue the visa. They do get these. What can be done? Now you, Lalit Krishna, his name is Lalit Krishna, he is now initiated, he is Pakka devotee. He is chanting, dancing, like anything, he makes sense. He is a very good boy. He is in, where is now? Bombay. He is going to continue. So if some of you become devotees, then you can start this moment in Malaysia. It is a very nice moment. It is the moment for the present day, for human peace and love. So every one of you should study the philosophy, try to understand it and explain it. That is good for you and good for us.